So this Friday and Saturday at the UMW Dahlgren campus, we'll have 18 schools coming in, 18 high schools from the region, 22 teams across 12 different school districts, and they'll be coming to compete in a two-day robotics competition with a lot of our STEM advocates kind of manning their positions and running the competition. So at the end of the second day, we'll have checks for the winners. We'll have some prizes for everybody to take home. And hopefully the kids had a great time and learned a lot along the way.
I have seen these up close, and they are just phenomenal. I know you guys have a great time. The students learn so much. It's you talk about win-wins, and this is definitely one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. One of our big focuses, you know, the 2 days are really important because it's kind of the culmination of all the work. But we're doing a lot of work with the schools for the 3 or 4 months leading up to the competition. We have training sessions with the educators a couple months out, and then we're going into the schools and working with the students as they prepare. So really the time and doing the hands-on STEM engagement is the big win, and kind of having them go through and have a fun 2 days at the end of it is icing on the cake.
You've done this now, Tyler, for a bunch of years.
We're at capacity now for what we can handle for the venue. So this will be our fourth year at the high school level running one of these, and every year it seems like it gets bigger and better. We try and throw new challenges at the students every year, and then every year they surprise us with how well they're able to adapt to it. So it's been awesome to see the program grow, but it's also been even more exciting to kind of see the STEM skills across the region grow along with it. We've seen schools over the last couple of years create robotics clubs and robotics programs just kind of based on this event. This has kind of been the catalyst for those things to come about. So it's been awesome to kind of see the entire robotics competition ecosystem in our region grow as a result of these.
And what a time for this to be happening, just because these STEM skills are in such demand.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of the goal. We want to get these students in our talent pipeline as early as possible, get them involved in programs like this where they're getting a lot of development time doing hands-on work, and then keep them in our pipeline as they move through elementary, middle school, high school, and then to our student programs and our collegiate internships. So that's kind of our goal, is to keep them hooked all the way through and ultimately have them be excited to potentially come and have a career with the Navy at the end of it. But either way, it's a lot of cross-discipline work, which is what we do here every single day. We throw a lot of stuff at them. It's not just software. It's not just hardware. It's not just team skills. It's a mix of all those things. So they're developing all those skills along the way, and it's cool to see how much they develop.
What is the challenge this year?
Yeah. So our challenge this year, the theme is NITE, and that stands for Navigate, Inspect, Gather, Haul, and Triage. So without revealing too much, because it's a big reveal on Friday morning for the students, they're going to have to navigate around a new course that we've developed for this year. There will be some platforms they have to get up on, some pieces they have to move around the board, and they'll have to develop their robot to be able to do all of those things. And we throw that at them Friday morning. We do a big reveal of the mats. We tell them what the challenge is, and then they get to work. So definitely some new challenges coming at them this year, and I feel pretty confident they'll be ready for it, but it'll be tough.
You've had big schools, small schools win.
It's really about the students, and you can have 3 or 4 students on a team that really kind of make the difference. You can have a big team, or you can have a small team of 2 students. We had Westmoreland County, so pretty small, come in last year and finish in second place, and they only had 3 students on their team competing against bigger schools with bigger teams. So, yeah, some of these students are absolutely brilliant, but like you said, the opportunity to interact with some of the smaller schools, some of the Northern Neck schools. King George ended up winning it last year. A couple of years ago, they didn't even have a robotics program, and this was, you know, like I said earlier, kind of a catalyst for them to get that started. So to see those schools really take off is super rewarding for us.
You walk away and you just think, these kids, as young as they are, they're brilliant.
They really are, yeah. And they pick things up so fast. It blows me away every one of these that we do, how fast they can pick things up. They're smart kids, but you can throw something at them and you can see the gears turning in their heads, and they're picking stuff up and the light bulbs are going off all day long. And for me personally, that's the best part of these, is you can literally watch the light bulbs go off in these students' heads throughout the day.
Well, you guys get so excited about it. I mean, thanks to you guys and Dahlgren for doing this and really stepping out from the base and really getting involved in the community.
Yeah, it's, you know, our STEM advocates are what make us go here. You know, during the day, they're slinging code and they're building robots that we're using in the real world to keep the warfighters safe. And then, you know, in the evenings, they put their cape on and they go out to the local schools and do outreach. So we've got an incredible team here. They're really dedicated to the community and to the students and educators within it. So, yeah, our team is awesome. A shout out to a couple of our partners for this event. So University of Mary Washington hosts, obviously, at the Dahlgren campus. So they're a huge part of this. The Fredericksburg Regional Military Affairs Council, the MAC, and MITRE help support the event. So we wouldn't be able to do anything near the magnitude that we do without them. And I think it just kind of goes to show both the level of investment that our community has and the recognition of the importance for STEM education in our region. It's something that obviously is recognized and they're willing to invest it to help grow it. So just a shout out to those guys.